In the Bible, names had special meanings. And I'd like to say to you today, what you call someone is super important. We know in Proverbs that the Bible says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And there's a lot said these days about bullying, and I cringe even at that word. I hate bullying. I hate calling people by negative names. The reason I hate it so much is because it sticks. We can probably all remember something negative that was said to us when we were children. Now, God can help us overcome things, but we still remember it, right? I mean, I remember one time something mean that a popular boy said to me when I was in 11th grade. And I'm 50 years old, and I could still recall that like it was yesterday. We remember these things. Names stick. And somehow, our psyche believes them. In the Bible, I'm reading about Isaac and Jacob and the lineage in the book of Genesis. And it was interesting to me when I listened through the book of Genesis. I like to listen to my Bible. I get a lot out of it when someone is reading it to me. And I see that when Jacob was born, he came out with his hand on his brother's heel. Now, God had told his mother, Rebecca, the future because she'd asked him what's going on with these twins. This was very unique to have these twins, and God told her a prophecy about their future. But as she was giving birth to them, Esau came out first, and he had a lot of hair, and they named him Esau, or Hairy. But Jacob's hand was on his heel as they were born. So the name that they gave Jacob, the name Jacob, means supplanter. That is often used to mean back then someone who comes up and takes away the kingdom or the authority or the leadership from someone else in a tricky way, in a deceitful way. So Jacob was given the name at birth of like a trickster, someone that underhandedly gains power. And his life played out like that. He tricked Esau with a bowl of porridge. He tricked Laban, his father-in-law. He was a trickster. He was a deceiver. I can't help but think he was playing out the name he was given in some ways. Now, it's so interesting to me, though, when he's older and his wife, Rachel, goes to have her last child. She died in childbirth with her last child. And Jacob is an older man now. He has 12 children already. And this last child was going to be born, and she was in a lot of pain and suffering, and she was dying having this child. She called this child Ben-Ami. In other words, the son of my sorrow. But his father, now this is Jacob, who was given the name supplanter, trickster. God changed his name later to Israel. God changed his name. That's so interesting to me because when the angel of the Lord came, Jacob wrestled with him and said, I will not leave you until you bless me. Now, that was totally out of character for Jacob to be wrestling. That is something Esau would do. Jacob was not the outdoorsman, the athletic one. He was a plain man that dwelt in tents, was how he was described. So to wrestle and will not leave God in a wrestling match until he was given a blessing. Well, he was now, God changed his name through that event. And God changed his name to Israel, the father of great nations, okay? God changed his name. When your name changes, your identity about yourself changes. God calls us his children. Our name changes
when we accept Christ as our Savior, and we are to live out our new name. But back to the story. When Jacob, whose name had been changed, who had grown in the Lord, who had trusted Christ and had made God his own God, not just his father's God, he knew the importance of a name. He was not going to let his last child, his youngest son, be named Child of My Sorrow and live out that name. Immediately, he called him Benjamin. Benjamin meaning son of my right hand or son of my strength. He gave him a different identity to live out. I can't help but think Jacob knew what it was like to live under the prophecy of negative things. So moms, teachers, older siblings, anyone that has influence on someone, do not label someone in a negative way. They subconsciously will live out that label. Teachers, do not label a child in your mind from how they acted before they came in your class. They will subconsciously live up to how you are treating them by the words you say to them. The Bible tells us that a man rises to his praise. Words are transforming. Words can be life-giving or death-giving. And I'm saying not just the name you name a child at their birth, but the labels you put on that child, they will rise or fall to those words. They will subconsciously believe that about themselves. Israel, who had a new name, was not going to allow his son to be raised thinking he was a child of his mother's sorrow that made his mother die. He gave him the name Benjamin. You are the son of my strength. You are the son of my right hand. And that was a blessing to give your child the identity to live up to, not down to, or to be guilty about. This is so important in every person that we meet, to your spouse, to those in your workplace, to those anywhere, your neighbors. They will rise to the way that you speak to them, to the praise you give them, or to the negativity you give them. I cannot overstate enough from the Bible, words matter. Let's use our words to build, especially those closest to us, especially the children in our lives. Let's love God this week, loving Him through loving others.